Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday evening to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from sunny Dunedin, Florida, TD Ballpark, site of tonight's Florida State League baseball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Dunedin Blue Jays, who are the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight we have Game 1 of a 6-game series for you, and Game 1 of a 12-game, 13-day West Coast of Florida road trip for the Mets. 6 against Dunedin, an off day over here on the West Coast of Florida, and then 6 more against the Tampa Tarpons, the Yankees affiliate. It's the longest road trip of the season. Only 3 weeks left in the season. After we get done with this trip over here on the West Coast, it's back to Port St. Lucie to finish out the season against the Daytona Tortugas. And for the Mets, this season has not gone according to plan with their record of 39-74. But as Gilbert Gomez, the manager, told the team before today's game, there is still time left to make an impression, to have a positive finish to the season. And the Mets will try to do that tonight as they battle the Blue Jays for the 7th time. Dunedin made the trip over to Clover Park in early July and took 4 out of 6 games from the Mets. That's one of the series the Mets have lost this second half. As a matter of fact, they've lost all 6-game series of this second half. One of the main reasons why is because they have not won one of the first 2 games of the second half series yet this year. They try to flip that script tonight, try to get off to a 1-0 series start. We will see if they can do it. First pitch coming up this evening is at 6:30. We're going to have an on-time start. Weather looks fantastic all week long. 20% chance of rain or less every single day. It should be a nice week here on the West Coast of the Sunshine State. Mets come into the game with a record of 39-74. In the second half, they are 15-23. Dunedin is 53-61 overall and 21-27. In the second half, taking a look at the complete standings in the second half, Jupiter leads the East by two games over Daytona and Palm Beach. Mets are 9 back. In the West Division, Lakeland a 1-game lead over Clearwater and a 2-game lead over Bradenton, and 7 games up on Tampa. Fort Myers 9 back, and Dunedin is 10 out. Other games around the Florida State League today as everybody begins a new series this week. Clearwater is at Lakeland. Boy, what a big series that is at Joker Marchant Stadium, the battle for first place in the West. Palm Beach is at Tampa at 6:30 at Steinbrenner Field. Bradenton at Jupiter at 6:30 at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. And Daytona visits Fort Myers at 7 o'clock. And once again, our first pitch is scheduled for 6:30. Going to be real close to an on-time start here in Dunedin. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to TD Ballpark, we'll have a look at the pitching matchup, the lineups. That should roll us right into first pitch on this beautiful Tuesday night.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit StLucieMets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark in Dudding, in Florida. Longtime home of the Dudding of Blue Jays and their parent club, the Toronto Blue Jays spring training operation. Mets made some roster moves earlier today. They made exactly seven. We will review those now. After the game on Sunday against the Jupiter Hammerheads, the Mets made a series of moves, including transferring Dairon Campos to the FCL Mets, transferring Fernando Villalobos to the FCL Mets. They promoted Felipe De La Cruz to Brooklyn. Congrats to him. They've also removed Kevin Parada and Dario Gomez from the roster. We now pause for the national anthem as Parada and Gomez had their rehab assignments come to an end.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
they snuck up on us with the national anthem right there. Caught us all unawares. The Mets were still scrambling out of the dugout as the national anthem was beginning. But I guess we're going to know at 6:26 Eastern time. The Blue Jays are rolling with it. So let's try this again. Mets made a slew of roster moves over the off day. That included ending the rehab assignments of Kevin Parada. He was shipped back up to Brooklyn. And the rehab assignment of Dario Gomez, Gilbert's brother. He was sent back up to Double A, activated there, and promoted to Triple A. The Mets promoted Felipe De La Cruz to Brooklyn. Congratulations to Felipe. Of course, a well-deserved promotion that leaves a giant gaping hole in the Mets' starting rotation. The Mets also demoted Dairon Campos and Fernando Villalobos to the Complex League. So those guys are going to find themselves in the playoff game on Thursday for the FCL team. So that's five players gone from the roster. The Mets added two. Outfielder Kellum Clark from the Complex League. He was the Mets' final draft pick this summer, 20th round out of Mississippi State. The Mets also added right-handed pitcher Jonah Tong from the FCL Mets, the Mets' seventh round pick last year out of Georgia Perimeter Academy up near Atlanta, seventh rounder. Tong is going to make the start for the Mets tonight. I'm very interested to see how he fares in his St. Lucie Mets debut. He did well for himself in the Complex League. We'll have more on those numbers when he comes out to pitch. Starting pitcher for Dunedin is Davis Feldman, a right-hander, 195 pounds, 6 foot 25 years old from Warren, Michigan. He was a non-drafted signee out of Eastern Michigan by the Blue Jays. This season for Dunedin, he has appeared in 11 games with five starts. He's amassed a 2-4 record, a 5.17 ERA. He did pitch a scoreless inning in the series between these two teams at Clover Park in July. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing short is Diego Mosquera. Batting second and playing second, Jeffrey De Los Santos. Nick Morabito bats third. He's in center field. Wilfredo Lara bats cleanup. He's the right fielder. Vincent Peroza will do the catching. And at fifth, Kellum Clark in his team debut will bat sixth and play left. Nick LaRusso bats seventh. He's at third base. Yoel Martinez hits eighth, is the DH. And Joe Jairo Cuevas is at first base. He bats ninth. For the Blue Jays, who are taking the field, Braden Berry will lead off and play center. Tucker Thoman, the highest-ranked prospect on the team, bats second and plays third. Jace Borofin bats third. He's in right field. Roque Salinas is in left field batting cleanup. Nick Goodwin at short batting fifth. Brennan Orff is the first baseman batting sixth. Bryce Arnold bats seventh. He plays second. Edward Duran is the catcher hitting eighth. And Nicholas Deschamps is the DH and the number nine hitter. Blue Jays on the field in their home white jerseys. Gosh, they look exactly like their parent club. That same font hollowed out in blue. The Blue Jays in blue across the front. Got the blue cap with the Dunedin D on it and the Blue Jay. The Mets will counter in their road gray jerseys. St. Lucie in blue across the front, trimmed in orange. Blue numbers trimmed in orange on the front and the back. Everybody in the solid blue road cap with the orange STL logo. The Mets in their road grays this year are 11-23. Light crowd filing in here to TD Ballpark on a beautiful night. It's warm, but not insufferable like it has been for most of the second half.
Diego Mosquera.
Diego Mosquera, welcome to the plate. Davis Feldman walking up the back of the mound. He toes the rubbers. Our home plate umpire, Alex Lawry, signals for the first pitch. It is on the way. It is grounded up the middle. This will be backhanded by the second baseman, Arnold. Long throw to first is complete, and Mosquera is retired on the first pitch of the game, which came at 6:32 this evening, and it is 89 degrees and partly cloudy. Thanks for joining us. Let's make it a good one.
Jeffrey De Los Santos.
A one pitch, one out. Mosquera hit it hard right up through the pie slice, but Arnold was there to backhand it. And now Jeffrey De Los Santos will square to bunt, pull back, and take a called strike on a breaking ball. We do have the ABS system calling all the pitches tonight. This changeup fades down and away. It's a ball and a strike. De Los Santos is on a good run. He's 9-for-30 in his last eight games. He swings to this fastball at 93, and it's a 1-2 count. De Los Santos found himself batting at the top of the lineup and the bottom of the lineup last week against Jupiter. He will use his timeout right now. Stepping out, now stepping back in. 1-2 pitch from Feldman is down and away at 85. Changeup faded too far off. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Nobody on, no scores. We're just underway in Dunedin. Fastball down low and in at 94, and it is a full count. Feldman from the windup, wasting no time into his delivery. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed. De Los Santos strikes out on the fading changeup, and Feldman has retired the first two hitters of the ballgame.
Center fielder, number
now
four,
Nick Morabito, will hit. Morabito, in his last game for the Mets, went hitless. That snapped a five-game hit streak. He has a hit streak of six games and five games, and he's only been here since the 1st of August. He squares to bunt and takes a curveball for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 pitch, curveball down and in, a ball and a strike. No score, two outs, bases clear. Feldman trying to make quick work of the Mets in this top of the first inning. A 1-1 pitch, changeup right down the middle, taken for strike two, and Morabito will use his timeout. Feldman working from the right corner of the rubber from the wine, peering over his mitt. Catcher Duran pops the mitt as this ball is hit high in the sky into right field. Borenfin is there. He makes the catch. Morabito is out. The side is retired. A 1-2-3 start for Davis Feldman. When we come back to TD Ballpark, Jonah Tong makes his St. Lucie Mets debut.
To throw it down to our host for the evening.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Leading off for the Blue Jays, center fielder.
Jonah Tong, the Mets' number seven draft pick last year. Seventh rounder out of Georgia Perimeter Academy. Hails from Ontario, Canada. Is making his St. Lucie Mets debut. Welcome him to the team. He gets the start in game one of this six-game series. He will face Brandon Berry, the center fielder for the Blue Jays. And the first pitch from Tong straight over the top fastball for a strike at 92. Tong in seven pro outings for the FCL was very good. Slowly comes set, delivers the over the top fastball, swung on a missed strike two. He had a 42.4% strikeout rate, which was 12th among over 3,600 MILB pitchers with at least 50 batters faced. And he was 87th percentile in the ground ball rate. Which, of course, nowadays you want to keep the ball on the ground as a pitcher. Everybody's trying to hit it in the air. 0-2, curveball, top of the zone, strike three. Brandon Berry asked for the challenge. We don't have a challenge game on Tuesday. He would have lost. It's the ABS calling it every which way.
Third baseman, number
35, begins his St. Lucie Mets career with a three-pitch strikeout. Tucker Thoman up next. He takes a fastball right in there for a strike, one at 93. And Tong coming right over the top at these hitters. Just 20 years old. No one pitch right over the top again. This one, though, misses down and away. Doesn't expect to be in the game very long with the Complex League team. Only pitched 13 innings. Did strike out 25, though. Hasn't pitched very long this season. Had some elbow issues at the start of it. Glad that he made it here before the end. Here's a changeup. Bottom falls out. And it's 1-2 on Thoman. Tong from the stretch. Curveball skips in the dirt. Thoman is the 15th rated prospect for the Toronto Blue Jays organization. Second round compensation pick in 2022 by the Jays. 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses at the fastball and strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jonah Tong to begin his St. Lucie career. And he he's doing things with the St. Lucie Mets right now that he did with the FCL team, picking right up at a higher level. Two up, two down for Jace Borofin. No score in this game, nobody on base. Five batters in the game, they've all been retired. Big curveball dropped in for strike one at 76. I've only seen Jonah Tong for about 10 pitches now. Nine, count that one. And we're very impressed. Nine pitches in. Looks like he's got the stuff. Curveball, strike two. That is a knee buckler. Uncle Charlie at 75, straight over the top. 12-6 break. Trying to strike out the side. O-2 coming. Curveball fouled away. Borofin, a bailout swing. Just got a piece of it. Cohen was trying to strike out three batters on a total of 11 pitches. Tong looks over his mitt. Delivers curveball a little high. Ball and two strikes. Tong set from the stretch. A 1-2. Fastball blew it right by him at 94. Hello, how you doing? Jonah Tong. He strikes out the side. In his first game as a St. Lucie Met. That was very impressive. We will go to the second inning. No score between the Jays and the Mets.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Fast start for the two pitchers in this game. Davis Feldman, 1-2-3. Jonah Tong, 1-2-3. We go to the second with Wilfredo Lara leading off, and he checks a swing. Did he go too far? He did. Our base umpire, Davian Fry, down the line, said that was a swing. Lara red hot rolling into the Blue Jays facility. Waits on the 0-1. It's a slider that's in there for strike two. Wilfredo in his last seven games has two home runs, a triple, three doubles. He is 12 for 27, batting nearly .500 in a full week of baseball. 0-2 coming to Lara from Feldman, and he will take this ball down. It skips away from the catcher, Duran. They have heavily shifted Lara to pull the ball on the left side. This ball to the backstop. I mean, the shortstop, Goodwin, and the third baseman, Toman, they could almost reach out with their arms and touch each other. It's almost like two third basemen. It's wide open up the middle. Breaking ball is pounded foul. That's about the most dramatic shift from a shortstop. or at the right-handed hitter that I have seen. So much space between the second base bag and where the shortstop Goodwin is actually standing. 2-2 pitch to Lara. Breaking ball down and away, sharp slider, but overcooked. Full count after it started 0-2. This is a changeup down and away. Lara takes a walk and becomes the first base runner of the night. None of those balls thrown by Feldman were anywhere in this area code. They were
catcher,
all off.
Number 13, Vincent Peroso.
Lara. Leadoff man on for Vincent Peroso. Bopped two home runs last week. He's up to 8 on the season. He's got 3 weeks to try to get to double digits. First pitch is grounded out to second and a diving miss by Arnold. It's into right field. Lara's going to stop at second base. He peeked over his shoulder. Borfin got to that ball fast. A base hit by Peroso. And it's first and second for the Mets with nobody
left
out
fielder,
in the top of the second inning.
Kellum Clark.
A hard hit ground ball by Peroso. And it just snuck by Arnold, who gave it a dive out there in deep second. And here is Kellum Clark. Welcome to the team, Kellum Clark. Mets final draft pick in 2023 out of Mississippi State. First pitch to him, he swings and misses. Ball gets away, and the runners advance. Or correction, this has been ruled a foul ball. Kellum Clark got a piece of it, and that's why it squirted by the catcher, Duran. Well, Clark, he played in 11 FCL games after being drafted before getting promoted to St. Lucie just in time for this trip. He went 8 for 26 with a triple in the Complex League. A left-handed hitter takes the 0-1 pitch low. Lefty hitter and a big guy. He's listed at 6'4", 205. He's got a chance to put his new team on the board here. First and second, nobody outs. It's no score. Davis's pitch is a knee-high fastball taken for strike two. Lara takes a walking lead off of second. Goodwin, the shortstop, playing right behind, leaning in. Feldman looks back there, now throws home, and it's grounded slowly out to Arnold. He fields it, boots it, sticks with it, throws to first, too late. E4, Clark hustles through first base, beats it out, and the Mets have loaded the bases. I'll tell you what, even if Arnold did not bobble that
third
ball,
baseman, number 18,
the first
Nick
baseman,
LaRusso.
Orff, was way off the bag. He was going for the ball as well, and Feldman wasn't covering the base in time. Whether he bobbled that or not, Clark was making it safely to first. But he did bobble. That brings up Nick LaRusso. With the bases loaded, nobody out. First pitch to LaRusso, a slider called strike one on the corner. Big opportunity here for the Mets early in the game. Talked about their noted struggles in the second half. Haven't won a series opener in a six-game series yet this half. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. That pitch was in the dirt. And LaRusso gives that look to the heavens as if he knows he should not have done that. The streak of not winning the series opener in a six-game series in this half, it started, ironically enough, against Dunedin. Back in late June, Clover Park. 0-2 pitch is rocked into center field. That is going to be chased and caught out there by Barry. But it does bring home Lara, who scores, and the Mets have a 1-0 lead. Nick LaRusso on a two-strike pitch drives the ball deep into center field to get the Mets scoring started tonight.
Designated hitter, number 30, Yerel Martinez.
The other runners had to hold. That's a good piece of hitting by Nick LaRusso with that two-strike count to get that ball deep out to center. Nice running grab by Barry. 1 down, first and second. Yarrell Martinez, left-handed slugger at the plate. Upright close stance, waits on the first pitch and swings and misses at the changeup on the inside corner. Well, a good start for the Mets, loading the bases, getting a run in with the sac fly, but now they got Hunt for the hit. Swing and a miss on a changeup, down and away, and it's 0-2. Martinez, he's a hot and cold hitter. He started ice cold, then got red hot. He's kind of been doing the same all season. He's hitting 240, hitting 9 home runs, which gives him a great chance to get to 10 before the time expires on this season. 18 games left, including tonight. Feldman looking in ahead of the 0-2. Pitch comes home. It fades outside a changeup. So Martinez took his timeout. And then Feldman, once Martinez stepped into the box, took that pitch clock all the way down to 2 seconds. It's about as much a delay in between pitches as you'll see these days in baseball. 1-2 pitch, and it's chopped foul. Martinez rolls it over first base side. Rosso back to second. Clark on first. Feldman set. Look back to second. The pitch comes home, and it's taken for ball two. That's the pitch that has bedeviled Martinez the most this year. That down and in pitch, whether it's a fastball, a slider, changeup, found the way the first couple. This time he takes it for a ball. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Feldman's pitch is fouled away again. Same spot. Martinez putting together a nice at-bat here, trying to pay it off with the hit. Or at least a productive out. Feldman's 2-2 pitch again is ripped to right field. That's down for a base hit. Perozzo is going to be stopped at third base as Borfin gets the ball back to the infield quickly. Yarrell Martinez, a sharp single to right field, battles back from the 0-2 count, and he helps reload the bases for the Mets. And Perozzo had to be stopped at third base. That was the absolute right call by Gilbert Gomez, the Mets manager and third base coach. Would have been way out at home plate. And we will have a early mound visit here in the second inning. Corey Reardon, Blue Jays pitching coach, out for a word. Second time this inning, the Mets have loaded the bases. They did so and got a sac fly for the first out, and that reloads the bases right there. Johairo Cuevas, the Mets' number 9 hitter, will come to the plate. Again, this is a big chance for the Mets to put up a crooked
first
number.
First baseman, number 19,
here in the early
Johairo Cuevas.
Which the Mets play much better when they play from ahead by multiple runs. What team doesn't? Cuevas waits on the first pitch and takes the fading changeup outside. Cuevas had a red-hot FCL season, earned a well-deserved promotion to St. Lucie. Started off well, then missed some time on the temporarily inactive list. He hasn't quite got it going again as he swings and misses at this changeup. It's 1-1. Only batting .178. Did launch his first St. Lucie home run on Friday night in Game 2 of a doubleheader loss to Jupiter. A 1-1 pitch. Missed inside. Good eye. 2 balls and a strike. No stirring it in the Blue Jays bullpen out beyond the right field wall, but now some guys are moving. right as I speak. A long, laborious top of the second inning for Feldman. Swing and a miss on the changeup, and it's 2-2. Feldman move right through the Mets. Top of the order, 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Now the middle and bottom part of the lineup giving him trouble. Two balls, two strikes, one out, bases loaded, one run in. Mets lead 1-0 in the second. Feldman will step off. That will be disengagement number one. Two-two pitch. Line to left field, sinking fast, and it's caught by Salinas for the out. Not deep enough. Salinas runs in, makes the catch. Cuevas hit it right in the button. Couldn't get it to drop.
Number 15,
shallow line drive out. Peroso held at third base. Now tough break for Cuevas. Got to a two-strike count, hit it hard. Just right to where he was defended. So back to the top and Mosquera. Breaking ball up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Perozo's going to score. Clark's coming in. He's going to score. Throw home is cut off. And the Mets have a 3-0 lead. Two out, two-run single for Diego Mosquera. Right back up the middle. Hit the first pitch of the game right back up the middle, but it was cut off by Arnold. This time it makes its way all the way through in the center. And the Mets cash in. A three-run second inning. That was smart baseball by Mosquera. We talked about it before. You got a pitcher really battles the batter, wins the battle, kind of exhales, and the first pitch of the next batter, and Mosquera surprised him with that hit. Now here is De Los Santos fouling one away. First and third, as Martinez made his way from first base to third base on that hit. One pitch is swung on and missed the changeup. By the way, those two runs unearned. Any run scored after that, Martinez, or rather Cuevas flyout will be unearned after the error earlier in the inning on the second baseman Arnold. It's 0-2 on De Los Santos, who struck out the first time up, and he strikes out on three pitches right here. Mets score three runs. They record three hits. One error was helpful. Two stranded. Good inning for St. Lucie. They lead 3-0.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We are ready to start the home second. Jonah Tong, that's about as impressive a debut inning for a Mets pitcher as I can recall. Struck out the side, did so on 13 pitches. Now he will face Roque Salinas. Salinas been around Dunedin a long time, last year and this year. Tong's first pitch to him is a fastball for ball one, missed too low at 91. One oh, fastball, a high strike, 1-1. More Salinas, part of that Blue Jays division-winning team last year for Dunedin, won the second half, won the playoff series to make it to the championship series to face the Mets. Or he had a three-run homer in game two and fell a few feet short of a three-run homer that would have tied the game. Late, almost put the Blue Jays on his back. Mets swept that series 2-0 to win their sixth championship in league history, denying the Blue Jays their first solo FSL title. Blue Jays do have one FSL title. They split it, co-champions with the Palm Beach Cardinals in 2017. One-two pitch inside. Of course, the Mets are back here at TD Ballpark for the first time since that epic Game 1 of the FSL Championship Series last year. September 18th, day which will live in St. Lucie Mets lore. And there's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Salinas strikes out. Four batters, four strikeouts for Jonah Tong. My word. The debut this is turning into.
Goodwin.
Nick Goodwin. He'll try his luck. Mets rolled in here to game one on a Sunday night. An odd setup. A Sunday night FSL Championship Series game one. Beautiful night here in Dunedin. Much like this evening. Took an early lead but trailed most of the game. As Tong misses with the curveball. Mets were down in the top of the ninth inning, down by one run with one out, one on, and Carlos Dominguez sailed the ball deep into center field into the Dunedin night. Probably the biggest hit, maybe the most dramatic moment in the history, 35-year history of the team. Ramon Gomez closed out the bottom of the ninth. But Carlos, the two-run homer to win it for the Mets. As a pitch that just misses. Where's Dunedin? Two outs away from going up 1-0 in that series. Then they would have just had to win one at Clover Park to capture the title. But it flipped on that one swing by Dominguez. So fond memories here as Tong throws a 3-0 pitch in for a strike. Very fond memories of this ballpark. Just under a year ago removed from that moment. Three-one from Tong. Curveball too high. And Goodwin will take a walk. Five batters in. And nobody's made contact. Four strikeouts and
first
a walk.
Man, after 27, Brennan.
Of course, as we are, you know, just under a year removed from that game, basically just over 11 months removed, very few players on the St. Lucie team who were part of that, who are with us right now on this trip. There's Orff taking a strike. Now, Miguel Alfonseca is here. Douglas Orellana, Lionel Ovias are here. O-1 pitch. A strike on the inside corner. Ovias started that game one here. He looked a little deer in headlights at times, but hung in there. He held the rope, as I like to say. Didn't let that game get out of hand. Kept the Mets within striking distance. 0-2 pitch coming to Orff. Curveball bends him back. You know, the position players who are with us now that were on that team in that series, Kevin Villavicencio, Carlos Dominguez. That's it. So, fond memories for a few of us who are holdovers. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw to second. Pretty good. The tag. Safe. Now Orff strikes out. Goodwin steals second. It's another strikeout for Tong.
Number one. Right.
Five strikeouts and six batters. As he beats Orff with the fastball. That was a really good throw by Perozzo, but it was a great jump by Goodwin. Beat the tag of De Los Santos. Bryce Arnold up, two-out runner in scoring position, and Arnold takes a strike. That's lead 3-0 in part because Arnold had that fielding error last half inning, although I still say if he fields it cleanly, who is he going to throw to covering first base? There's no first baseman present. The pitcher was late. 0-1 pitch, and that ball's popped into center field. We got a ball in play. Morabito settles underneath, makes the catch, inning over. Two more strikeouts and another scoreless inning for Jonah Tong. Two innings, no runs, five strikeouts, one walk, one ball in play. He gets some fist bumps as he enters the dugout. We'll see if he comes back out in the home third. Right now we go to the top of the third. It's 3-0 Mets.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undate tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Thanks for listening in on a beautiful Tuesday on the west coast of Florida. Game one of a six-game series between the Mets and the Blue Jays. First pitch thrown by Feldman is fouled away by Morabito. Nick, the only Met not to bat in the three-run second inning. A second straight game, the Mets have jumped out to a 3-0 lead early. Slider fouled back, and it's 0-2. If you recall, on Sunday, the Mets 7-4 win over Jupiter. They scored three times in the first inning. Today, they waited one more, scored three in the second. 0-2 pitch, a slider, grounded to first. Running over with it is Orff. Morabito is out. Orff was playing way off of first base. And the Blue Jays certainly shifting the Mets as much as they can
back
on the infield.
Number one,
given the rules,
you
can't have two infielders. You know, can't have more than two infielders on either side of second base. You got the pie slice rule out there. Those drawn lines from the edge of second base to the outfield. Wilfredo Lara at the plate. Of course, they put on the shift again with him. Basically, Toman and Goodwin, essentially both playing third base. 1-0, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Lara started the rally in the second inning by drawing a leadoff walk. He fell behind 0-2, but stayed patient as balls 1, 2, 3, and 4 were way off. He will use his timeout before this 1-1 pitch. Digs back in. Lara, your team leader with 13 home runs, two in the last seven games. He's got a chance to get to 15, which would be very impressive considering he wasn't even part of this team in the first month. 2-1 pitch is down and away. It's 3-1. Fastball, oh, deflects off the pitcher. Feldman picks it up, races to first, throws it off at the last moment, and retires Lara. Well, that was a line drive screamer right back to Feldman. I think it hit him on the mitt because nobody's coming out
catcher,
to tend to it.
13, Vincent Perozzo.
That ball might have hit him in the upper leg or the stomach if the glove didn't block it. Check the exit velo on that once it registers in the box score. Tough break for Lara. Out on the comebacker. Two up, two down. And Vincent Perozzo is at the plate. Perozzo singled and scored last inning. Swings and misses at the changeup. It's 1-1. Feldman delivers a fastball that's fouled back. Let's see, that Lara line drive screamer. Don't you love it when you set yourself up to say something and your phone doesn't refresh? That's what we're dealing with here. 1-2 on Perozzo. And he socks this ball into center field. That drops in for a base hit. No 1-2-3 inning for Feldman. A 2-for-2 night for Perozzo. The Lara line out, one or ground out, technically.
Left fielder, number 48.
103 off the bat. Wow. Imagine that as a pitcher standing 60 feet, 6 inches away, and a ball comes back to you 103 miles an hour. Lucky it didn't hit him in the face. Inning continues for Clark, reached on the error and scored last inning. Looking for his first pro hit. Grounds one out to short, picked up by Goodwin, steps on second. That forces out Perozzo, and the fielder's choice for Clark. Tong coming back out for the home third. That's lead 3-0.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the
electrifying Jonah Tong back out for the home third inning, pitching with a 3-0 lead. He has faced 7 batters. He struck out 5. Walking a fly out the other 2. Here's Edward Duran, the catcher. First pitch, fastball, knee high, strike 1 at 90. I think it might be deceiving some of these hitters just how straight over the top he comes. It's funny to say, but you almost don't see that style of pitching anymore.
Everybody's kind of going three-quarter as this ball is swung on and missed. Different arm slots, but he is straight over the top. Almost reminds me of a Calvin Ziegler-type pitcher. Calvin on the season-long injury list. Hopefully back in the fold next year. 0-2. Fastball, outside corner, called third strike. Sit down, Edward Duran. Gone in three pitches.
Designated hitter, wow. Number six, Nick Deschamps.
Nick Deschamps gets a plus for his walk-up music. Blue suede, hooked on a feeling. Heck yeah. First pitch, curveball. Just missed. That's a good pitch, even a smile from Tong. He might get a strike call with the non-ABS games on that pitch. The human strike zone. Fastball fouled away, 91. One out, nobody on base, 3-0 Mets. Bottom of the third inning, series opener. Tong winding the pitch clock down to 4 seconds. Misses inside with this fastball at 93. Two balls and a strike. A partly cloudy evening. Got a slight breeze blowing out to right field. No chance of rain today or really the rest of the week. Change up. Just misses outside. It's 3-1. I was told between innings there were $2 hot dogs for the fans who are here. Sparsely attended game at the moment. 3-1 pitch. That misses outside at 91 for ball four. And Shams down to first base. And this will complete the first turn through the lineup for Jonah Tong.
Center fielder, number 13.
Six strikeouts.
Berry.
Two walks. The one ball put in play. The flyout by Bryce Arnold to end the last inning. Back to the top, and Braden Berry struck out looking. First pitch, fastball missed up. Again, Tong did not pitch deep into games with the Complex League team as they eased him into action. And his longest outing, 3 innings. Those were his final 2 starts against the FCL Cardinals. Misses low with this pitch, and he's fallen behind. 2 balls, no strikes. 6 of the last 7 have missed. 2-0 pitch, swung on and missed. I'm going to say 6 of the last 7 had missed, but only one was really way off the mark. He was nibbling. Tong the 2-1, down and away. Fastball 89. 3-1. Even though he's been built up to about 3 innings in his last 2 starts, some of the adrenaline may be wearing off. The velocity is a tick down. 3-1, that skips all the way to the backstop. Now back-to-back walks. And you just wonder now if Tong is essentially out of gas. Dan McKinney's going to hop off the dugout rail and have a word. Not sure if there's anybody warming up in the Mets bullpen yet. It's out of sight here. Actually, no, it's in sight, barely. Beyond the left field wall, and the Mets do have a right-hander throwing. It's Miguel Alfonseca. But it doesn't look like Miguel has progressed the throwing from the bullpen mound yet. So Tong's going to face at least one more hitter, if not two. He's not surrendered a hit yet. But a couple of walks have him in trouble with Toman scheduled to bat. Three nothing Mets.
Third baseman.
Two on, one out.
Tucker Toman.
Bottom of the third. Tucker Toman
the batter and the top-rated prospect on the Blue Jays team. Got 5 home runs and 46 driven in. He awaits Tong's first pitch, and it's fouled away for strike one. Thoman really struggled against the Mets in Port St. Lucie back in late June, July. He went 2-for-21. Played in 5 of the 6 games. Fastball just missed down and in. And one player that the Blue Jays don't have that they did the last time they faced the Mets was Jeffrey Wehler. That guy was incredible. He got promoted to High A, which is in Vancouver, Canada. Talk about a long promotion. 1-1 pitch, curveball. Not too high. 2-1. Tough living, falling behind every single hitter here, 3 in a row. Since the 3-pitch strikeout to open the frame. 2-1 pitch is cut on and fouled away. Yep, High A for Toronto is in Vancouver. Dunedin to Vancouver. What's that like? You take a plane out of Tampa, you wind up in Atlanta, and you fly from Atlanta to Vancouver. Is that the route they go? 2-2 pitch to Thoman. He takes high for ball 3. We have a very important upcoming pitch here. Tong tries to hold on as best he can. In 10 batters into this game, 9 have been struck out or walked. 1 ball in play. Start to concern yourself with the Mets' defense. They're going to be sharp enough to make a play. 3-2 pitch coming to Thoman. And he flies it into center, sinking fast. That's going to get down for a base hit. Runners will all advance a base as the throw comes in, and it's cut off by Cuevas. Deschamps to third, had to hold to see if it would be caught by Morabito, which it was not.
Fielder, number 19.
And the bases are loaded. 3 in a row have reached. The tying run is on. The go-ahead run is at the plate. Gilbert Gomez standing on the top step, signaling to the defense he's not coming out to make a change. Jace Borifin is at the plate. He struck out in the first. Now here come the Blue Jays. And Tong falling behind all these hitters, paying the price. Let's see if he can get ahead. First pitch, he can. It's popped up into shallow left. This is trouble. It's going to be caught by Villavicencio at short. Correction, Mosquera at short. And he will run it back to the infield. I did not see the umpire, Damian Fry, signaled for an infield fly. That was caught by Mosquera about 15 feet in the outfield. It's an important second out. Doesn't bring home a run. And now Roque Salinas at the plate. Big spot here as Tong tries to nurse his way through 3 shutout innings. First pitch to Salinas is lined to left, and that slice is foul over by the rolled-up tarp.
Everybody clap your hands.
Salinas, of course, had that big championship game series against the Mets last year. Went batted 250 against the Mets this year in that prior series. He made a game-saving catch at the wall in extra innings on a Sunday to win the series for the Blue Jays. Made a great running catch as a outfielder sub. 0-1. Curveball is grounded. Foul. Pass first. And now Tong is ahead. Nothing and 2. Inning started with a 3-pitch strikeout. Then a walk on a 3-1 pitch. Another walk on a 3-1 pitch. A single into center field to load the bases. But after a pop out and now an 0-2 count, Tong has positioned himself to keep the 3-0 advantage. O2 pitch, curveball flowing into left field at Clark. moving to his right, will make the catch and retire the side. What a job by Jonah Tong. He shakes his head side to side. I don't think he's pleased with how that inning started to unfold, but he held on. That's a really good job by him. Bases loaded, did not give in. He tallies another strikeout. He's through three scoreless,
hey fans,
and the Mets have a 3-0 lead
Friday,
going to the fourth.
September 8th for fan appreciation.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
We're in the fourth inning. Fast-moving ball game, 3-0 Mets. Feldman's first pitch is grounded by the shortstop, LaRusso, out to short. Correction, the third baseman, LaRusso, out to short. Nick is out on one pitch. He had a sack fly in his first at-bat. We have a couple of first-pitch outs to innings today.
Designated hitter, number 30, Yerel
Feldman
Martinez.
Roughed up a bit in that top of the third inning. There was the bullpen working behind him, but now he's settled in nicely. He's retired 5-6 since Mascara hit the two-run single. There's Yerel Martinez. What a great at-bat he had last time up. Fell behind 0-2. Ended up singling to load the bases. Rips this fastball foul way down the right field line, and it's nothing and two. Now we are at TD Ballpark, which is one of the gems of the Florida State League, and like many of the Florida State League ballparks, has been recently renovated for tens of millions of dollars, as Martinez will use his timeout. This ballpark, when I broke into the league a decade ago, was called Florida Auto Exchange Stadium. Then it was just Dunedin Ballpark after they did not have a sponsor. And it was probably the most bland, dreary ballpark in the league. Not so much anymore. 1-2 pitch coming, and it's high for ball two. And there was really nothing at all to write home about to this ballpark. And at least with Daytona, you can say Daytona had some charm, as this pitch is in there for strike three. And say what you will about Daytona, but it's at least interesting there and has some of that rustic charm. Doesn't have any of the modern amenities, of course, but you can go to Jackie Robinson Ballpark and point out to its great history and has some, you know, neat things to see around the park, the town. Here it was just a bland ballpark, but they did a wonderful job, the Blue Jays, as Cuevas takes a strike. Now here, it's just really the ballpark. Their minor league complex is off-site of the ballpark. Here's a tapper out to short, cut off by Goodwin, throws to first, inning over. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for the second time for Feldman. A little more on TD Ballpark when we come back for the bottom of the fourth. We'll also see who's going to pitch it for the Mets. They lead 3-0.
Those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable,
sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Fort St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Yes, let's do that. And the Mets have a new pitcher on the mound, Miguel Alfonseca, warming up after trouble started to brew in the third inning. We'll pitch the fourth. That closes the book on Jonah Tong. His first start as a St. Lucie Met was excellent. Three shutout innings, just one hit, a single. He walked three, struck out six. When he was razor sharp, he was unhittable, untouchable even. And then as he started to throw more and more pitches, kind of lost some steam, walked some batters, but he didn't give an inch. Got out of the bases loaded, one-out jam. Mets lead 3-0. Roque Salinas at the plate, or rather Nick Goodwin at the plate, and he will sock one into the left center field gap. That's going to get down for a base hit. Morabito will cut it off, and Goodwin will stop with a base hit. Goodwin has been on twice now.
First baseman, number 27, Brennan Orff.
Brennan Orff, the next batter. Now we were talking about the TD ballpark here in Dunedin. Yeah, off-site, they have a beautiful campus for all the Toronto Blue Jays Florida operations, separate from the stadium. Got to take a drive to get there, but that went down as the biggest project in the city of Dunedin's history. And it is now world class. You can look it up online. As here's a ground ball up the middle, and that's going to squeak through for a base hit. And going to third base is Goodwin. Well, at the bat, it looked like maybe a potential double play ball, but just squeezed by De Los Santos. And right away, two batters in. It's first and third, nobody out.
Second
here come the Blue Jays.
Number one, Bryce Arnold.
Vincent Brozo's heading out for a mound visit before Arnold comes to the plate for the second time. But they've done a great job with the actual ballpark here in Dunedin. They have a wonderful scoreboard out left center field. They have a boardwalk that connects the entire ballpark. Before, it just kind of ended down the left field line, the right field line. They have a great new bar, Eddie's Bar, which is indoors and outdoors. Updated the press box, which, of course, is greatly appreciated by yours truly. Brand new seats. This pitch comes inside to Arnold. All new blue chair back seating with, you know, your cups, where you can put your cup in, cup holders. That's the word you're looking for, Adam. New bullpens. The WestJet bar out in right field, which is unoccupied right now. Pitch is outside. 2-0. Ground ball could be two. Mascara shuffles it off to De Los Santos, throws to first, double play. 6-4-3. Run scores. Goodwin scampers in from third base. It's 3-1. But the Mets gladly exchanging that run for two outs.
Number 12, Edward Duran.
Good pitching there from Alfonseca. Arnold does not get credit for an RBI. And just like that, two outs on one swing, bases empty, And Duran will ground one to Mosquera. He'll field, throw on the run, good throw, inning over. So two pitches, gets off Fonseca out of any trouble. Blue Jays on the board, run scores on the double play ball. Mets will take a 3-1 lead to the fifth.
And it's time for What the Kids.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Mets, number 15, Diego Mosquera.
Davis Felden back out for the fifth inning, has retired 7 of 8. 3 runs against him, but only 1 earned. He will face the top of the lineup, which means third time through. Let's see if the Mets can make an adjustment to him. Here's Diego Mosquera. He swung at the first two pitches both times and make it 3 for 3, and this time he gets a second hit. Diego Mosquera swung at the first pitch of the game, grounded out. Swung at the first pitch he saw in the second inning, hit a 2-run single. Swings at the first pitch
second
he sees
baseman,
in the fifth inning.
Jeffrey
bounces
De Los
one
Santos
into right field. Mets trying to get that run back from the bottom of the fourth. They lead 3-1. Now out hitting Dunedin 5-3. Blue Jays have made the only error in the game. Here's De Los Santos. He's looking to turn around his fortunes tonight. He has struck out twice. He takes strike one in the corner. Last time it was a 3-pitch strikeout. Diego Mosquera starting to come around at his first 2-hit game on Sunday. Has another one today. Correction, the 2-hit game was Saturday. He did have a hit Sunday. Now 2 more today, so heating up. And before the 0-2 pitch, De Los Santos uses the timeout. Not want to go down on 3 pitches again. Feldman holding the pitch clock. Skips one in. 1-2. Now back to TD Ballpark. This massive renovation occurred in 2019 into 2020. That 2019 renovation was so massive to this stadium that Dunedin Blue Jays could not play here. A 1-2 pitch sails away. They had to play at Jack Russell Memorial Stadium, the old Phillies complex, which is basically just stripped down to a field and chain link fence. That's how they had to play 70 home games. We didn't even make the trip as broadcasters around the Florida State League. They didn't have a spot for us. No press box. There's a ground ball to first. That's a fair ball. Orff was on first base as he fielded it. That retired De Los Santos, but Mosquera made it up to second base and ahead of the throw. So it is an out that advances the
center
runner.
Center fielder, number 4, Nick Morabito.
Runner in scoring position, 1 out in the fifth for Morabito, who has flown out and grounded out. At least in 2019, when the Clover Park underwent its massive renovation, they finagled a way to have the St. Lucie Mets at least play the games there. That's about all we did. As this ball is sent into the right center field gap on the run, as Borfin makes the catch for the second out. Tagging the third is Mosquera. Long fly out for Morabito. So, first pitch of the inning was singled by Mosquera. He's advanced
right
a base
fielder,
on each out.
Wilfredo
brings up
Lara.
Wilfredo Lara. I always felt bad for those Dunedin players in 2019. They were good. They won the division in the first half. They were about to win the division in the second half, but the Hurricane Dorian canceled the last few games of the second half and the postseason. As Lara takes a slider, strike one. But it was worth the wait for the Toronto Blue Jays because this ballpark and their Florida Operations Center are both tremendous. No one pitch, slider swung on and missed, nothing in two. Previous St. Lucie Mets coaching staffs were not excited to come to this ballpark. Renovation happened, and I think this might be each staff's favorite ballpark. We've had essentially three different coaching staffs in 3 years of post-COVID. They've all said this one's the best. 0-2 pitch to Lara, and he takes the bouncer. Great stop by Duran. If you recall that, you know, because of the COVID situation in Canada, the Toronto Blue Jays played home games in the regular season in this ballpark. So it's been outfitted even better than Grapefruit League ballparks. It had to host regular season games. 1-2 pitch, a slider, foul tip for strike three. Lara strikes out. First pitch was singled. Next three batters go down in order. Mosquera stranded on third base. We're halfway home in game one of this series. Mets hold a 3-1 lead on the Jays.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you for the home fifth. Miguel Alfonseca got three outs on the last two pitches he threw in the fourth. A couple of hits to start the inning, one scored. Now Nicholas Deschamps will lead off. Walked in the third inning. That's his lone at-bat today. Mets lead 3-1 thanks to the three runs in the second. Deschamps squares to bunt, pulls back and takes a strike. This will draw the interest of La Russa, who is playing back at third. Started jogging him, but now he's going to back up again. They don't believe it. They do not believe Deschamps will pull the trigger on that bunt. And he swings and misses at the second pitch, slider, and it's nothing in two. And time is called by Deschamps. Now this is essentially going to turn into a bullpen game for the Mets, with Tong limited to the three innings. 0-2 pitch, down and in. But with the off day yesterday, that should have enough arms to get through it. Alfonseca pitching in back-to-back games. Technically, he pitched one scoreless inning on Sunday. Only eight pitches, though. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Deschamps goes around. He strikes out. Cannot hold up. Leadoff man retired.
Center fielder, four time in five 15, innings. Reagan Carey.
Back to the top of the order in Brandon Berry. He has struck out and walked. First pitch fastball right in there, strike one. Alfonseca, fastball too high. Just a couple of postscripts on this beautiful TD ballpark. It's located in right near downtown Dunedin, which is off the beaten path, a really neat town. 1-1 pitch, strike two at the knees. If you can get to Florida and explore Dunedin, it's really a hidden gem. Great music scene, and a really eclectic mix of bars and restaurants. Walking around here on a Saturday night can be really fun. It's got something for everybody. Fastball fouled back. But it is off the beaten path, and because of that, sometimes it's a struggle to draw here. And it's a real shame because the ballpark is beautiful. But, they're almost overshadowed in a way by the Clearwater Threshers as this pitch misses low. Clearwater, the Threshers, they're located about 15, 20 minutes away. BayCare Ballpark, which is another great destination ballpark in the Florida State League. But that's off U.S. Highway 19. It's its own billboard. Fastball misses low. It's a full count. That's got to be one of the most heavily trafficked non-interstates in America. U.S. 19 in the ballpark situated right off that. Everybody can see it. Thousands of people passing by per day. Kind of have to hunt this place down. 3-2 pitch. Strike three on the outside corner. Braden Berry will take a seat. Back-to-back strikeouts for Alfonseca in the bottom of the fifth.
Third baseman.
Clearwater, the clear winner in the league in the attendance race every year. And no one's really a close second. Get to city population, ballpark location. It's all set up nicely here in Dunedin. And you have to wind your way back. And if you do, I think you'll be very pleased, happy you came. They have my endorsement. Very friendly staff as well. Always like coming here. Great people. First pitch a ball. Second pitch slugged into center field. Morabito on the run. Makes the stab. Reached out high and to his left to Rob Tucker of a hit. A 1-2-3 fifth inning for Miguel Alfonseca. Very well-pitched game by the Mets tonight. Just one run through five innings. We'll go to the sixth. 3-1 St. Lucie.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Sixth inning. I hope it's because the first game of the series, we're on coming off an off day, but this game seems to be moving along quickly. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Blue Jays, O'Halloran. Will replace Feldman. Connor O'Halloran. A lefty to pitch the sixth. Well, Feldman did his part. Five innings, five hits, three runs, just one earned. He walked one, struck out four. 74 pitches, 52 strikes. Now O'Halloran will throw a pitch that's grounded to first. Broken bat by Perozzo, and it's taken by Orff himself. All three and assisted. 1 pitch, one out again. That's part of the reason why this game's moving pretty fast. The third one of those. Connor O'Halloran, 20 years old, from Ontario, Canada. Maybe he's buddies with Jonah Tong. Fifth-round pick this year out of Michigan. Michigan, pretty good baseball program for a North team. And some of those North teams are behind the eight ball just because they can't practice as much outside as the Southeast teams can. Line drive caught by second baseman Arnold. And that robs Clark of his first FSL hit. So Clark's hit the ball hard twice. Once off the side of the mound, that went for a ground out, and that line drive.
Now batting, number 18,
route number
Nick
2.
LaRusso.
It's now five straight retired between O'Halloran and Feldman. Here's LaRusso. First pitch swinging, he will line one into the glove of the second baseman Arnold, who had to leap to catch it. Inning is over. You blinked, you missed it. You go to the home six. It's 3-1 Mets.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Here's how fast that top of the sixth was. Four pitches. That's all O'Halloran needed. Perozzo grounded out in the first pitch of the inning. He's the catcher. He didn't even have enough time to put on his catching gear to come out and catch Miguel Alfonseca's warm-up. Dan McKinney had to do that. It's one, usually the catcher's the last batter. You see the pitching coach or somebody else go and warm up the pitcher. But the first batter, and he still wasn't ready. Should have put a timer on it. I'll tell you what, as Alfonseca throws a slider to Borifan, as that last out was recorded and the Blue Jays started to jog off the field, it was a hop and a skip for Miguel. He was excited to get back out in that mound. And now he throws a fastball for strike two. He's retired five in a row, starting with that double play ball off the bat of Arnold's. Yeah, he was eager to keep the good times rolling. Sometimes as a pitcher you want to catch your breath, other times you want to keep going. Miguel wants to keep firing. 0-2 pitch, and it's down and in. So inning number three for Miguel, after Tong pitched the first three. Got a good combo going here with a 3-1 lead. A 1-2, lined out of play. Alfonseca has what he wants. Pitches nubbed out to third. Takes a funky bounce. LaRusso, trouble getting rid of it too late. That ball was awkwardly into his mitt, and it was probably still spinning as it was in there. He could not find it. It was a very routine looking ground ball. That took some spin on it. Orfan is safe at first base. And it's being ruled a hit. And LaRusso, ooh, this is... He's going to trade out gloves. Well, and maybe to spin on that ball did something to the mitt, but that's got to be on the fielder. If you do not have the correct mitt on or the wrong one or there's something faulty with it, then you should not be running out there with it. So that's been ruled a hit, but that's honestly, if that glove was malfunctioning before that ball, then that's got to be an issue. Can't have that. So it's an infield hit by Borfan. And now this ball shot foul by Roque Salinas. And as well as this game's gone for the Mets on the mound, it's only a two-run lead. So you'd hate to see something like a player having a faulty equipment start to undo an inning. Alfonseca will step off and look to first. No throw. The Mets coming off of a series which was ugly as far as trying to control base runners. There's a fastball. Ooh, somehow off the outside. Looked pretty good from here. 2-1. Line drive, deep but slicing foul. Out to left. Clark gives it a look. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Runner on first. 3-1 Mets, bottom six. Breaking ball, lashed foul again out to the left. Alfonseca gets the sign that he wants from Perozzo. Pitch comes in. Slider hooked foul. Down to the right side. Salinas, with all these fouls, looks like he's due to put one in play. The last man for Alfonseca to face in this Blue Jays lineup. Alfonseca set. 2-2 pitch. And it's hit off of Salinas' foot back out to the mound. That's a dead ball. And he's limping around the home plate area. Now LaRusso is going to switch back to the other glove. So somebody in the dugout repaired the mitt. Now it's to his liking, unless that's a third mitt this inning. Two-two pitch is slugged out to right field by Salinas. Back to the wall, jumping up. Oh, what a fine catch by Lara. Throws back to first. Here's the play. Save. Wilfredo Lara, a jumping catch at the wall in right field for the first out. Rob Salinas of an extra base hit.
Shortstop, number 36, Nick.
Borfet had to scramble back to first base to avoid being doubled off. That is a huge play by Wilfredo Lara in right field. He doesn't catch that. And Salinas is probably standing on second or third as the tying run. Here's Goodwin. He swings and pops the pitch up, and that's going to land off the roof somewhere, right side. That is our defensive play of the night. Roque Salinas put a charge into a line drive deep out there towards the track. 0-1 pitches down and away. So Lara in a foreign ballpark. Splendid catch. That ball was hit 97 miles per hour off the bat, 358 feet. So it did not have the distance, but to get out. Swing and a miss on a slider, and it's 1-2. This ballpark, it's a hitter-friendly ballpark. Only 328 to left, 328 to right, 400 to dead center. It does have high walls. They try to even it out with that, but still a very hitter's-friendly ballpark. 1-2 pitch, slider tapped out to short. Mascara Fields throws to second for one, throw to first, save. Oh, so close. Cuevas thinks he had it. Mascara had to charge that ball and then flip it quickly behind him to De Los Santos. Credit to Jeffrey out there in second to field that screaming underhand throw into his belly. Could not make the turn as Goodwin, the shortstop, beats it out. Goodwin, that was a check swing. And it went in play. If he takes a full swing and grounds it out to short, then it's over. Instead, the inning continues for Orff, who takes a called strike. It'll be a fielder's choice, 6-4 ground out. Orff in off the bases, Goodwin on first. He stole second back in the second inning. He's got his hand on his knees right now. And Alfonseca will step off and look, no throw. Alfonseca going for three solid innings of relief. One run is scored against him on a ground out. This pitch is down and in with the fastball at 91. That scored three in the second. Bases loaded. Nick LaRusso hit a sac fly. Later in the inning, bases reloaded. Mascara, two-run single. One-one pitch down in the dirt. Good block by Perozzo. Two balls and a strike. Alfonseca's 2-1 pitch is soared into center field. Morabito tracing back. He sees it. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Inning started with an infield hit. No runs scored. Runner stranded on first. Three innings. One run allowed by Alfonseca. He and Tong have done a great job tonight on the mound here at TD Ballpark. Seventh inning coming right up. That's lead by two.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
30, Yerel Martinez.
New pitcher for the Blue Jays in the seventh inning. It's Kalena Sauer. First pitch she throws is to the backstop against Yerel Martinez. So Connor O'Halloran had a 1-2-3 inning on four pitches. They couldn't run him back out there for another. One and done. Ground ball into left field for a base hit by Martinez. And the shift was against him as much as the Blue Jays could. Third baseman Goodman playing near shortstop. That ball still scuttled by him. And Yarrell is now 2-for-3 tonight.
First baseman, number 19, Johairo Cuevas.
Now Johairo Cuevas will bat. Kalena Sauer from Mililani, Hawaii. Blue Jays' 15th round pick this year out of San Diego State. Aztecs. The right-hander throws a pitch that's fouled away. He's a big guy, 6'3", 230. Blue Jays rolling in some pitching draft picks into single A. St. Lucie still has not received a single Mets draft pick who was a pitcher. Now last year got a bunch. This year, a few have made their debuts in the FCL. By the way, the FCL team wrapped up its regular season today. They win over, I believe, the Marlins FCL team. Throw to first. Mets want a balk call. Martinez is safe. It was close. That is disengagement number two for Sauer. Does it again. It will be a balk. Pitch is outside. A ball and a strike on Cuevas, who has flown out and grounded out in the nine spot. One pitch, grounded up the middle, right into the pie slice. Stepping on second is Goodwin, throws to first, double play. And the Blue Jays, they have moved all around the defense on the infield, depending on who's up.
Shortstop, number 15,
right into it.
Diego Mosquera.
Double play turn, back to the top and Mosquera. Will he go 4-for-4 on swinging at the first pitch tonight? Was Sauer paying attention in the bullpen to that? It throws a fastball low. Mosquera takes it. And he grounded out in the first pitch of the game. The two-run single on the first pitch he saw in the second. Singled on the first pitch of the fifth inning. 1-0. High fly. Down the left field line, on the move is Salinas. He makes the catch in the lights, and it's a three-batter inning. A single, a double play ball, and a flyout. Sends this game to the seventh inning stretch. 3-1 Mets.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fargo.
Getting down to the wire here in game number one. It's been a very well-played game by the Mets. well pitched by Tom Nalbanseca. Now it is turned over to Fago. Eric Fago. Can he continue the good work done by Tong and Alfonseca? He will face the bottom of the order, starting with Bryce Arnold. First pitch is outside. Arnold hit into the double play ball that brought in the lone Blue Jays run back in the fourth. That scored all three of their runs in the second. Really haven't threatened since. Blue Jays, as this pitch is a strike, threatened in the third. With bases loaded into one out, but a pop out and a fly out induced by Tong did in their chances to score. One, one. Ground ball deep to third. Nice pick by LaRusso from the foul side. Throws to first. Oh, what a scoop by Cuevas for the out. Tremendous. Both sides. What a great play. Nick LaRusso from foul territory throws a one-hopper that Cuevas digs out with a huge sweeping scoop. That retires Arnold for the first out of the inning. That is major league caliber on both sides. That was not an easy ground ball for LaRusso to get to either. It was the short hop. He had to stick his glove way down low, about ankle high on the line. Both feet and foul ground when he got rid of it. Breaking ball just off the plate. We got that play plus the Lara play the last inning. Jumping up and taking away an extra base hit from Salinas. 2-0 pitch is fouled away. Mets looking this week to improve in late game situations. And several winnable games against Jupiter last week, which they let slip away due to some issues late in the game, whether it be at the plate, on the mound, defensively. This pitch misses. This one, right now, a very winnable game for the Mets if they continue to play like that. Fago falling behind Duran 3-1. Perozzo, not a very friendly throwback to the mound. I'm sure that was appreciated on the other end. Fastball blown right by Duran for strike two. After that fastball, Fago probably shouldn't mess around, just come right at him with the heat again. He does, and it's popped up into shallow left. LaRusso is going to give way to Mosquera, who makes the catch. Mets shortstop handles that. They're both in the vicinity. Two up, two down for Fago.
Now batting number six.
Facing the bottom of the order. For Fago this season, this is game number 15 out of the bullpen. He's only throwing 16 innings. He joined the team back in first week of June from the independent league ranks. Still new to this pitching thing, as he was a position player at Alabama his final year in college. But has done well. Really hasn't had a game in which there's been an implosion. Breaking ball, second pitch, strike two on Deschamps. It was walked and struck out. And Deschamps will use the timeout. Lago fiddling with the ball behind his back, comes set. 0-2 pitch, slider, strike three, inside corner. Eric Fago, 1-2-3, seventh inning. He does continue the good work behind Jonah and Miguel. Only seven innings in the books. This might be one of the best pitched games of the year for St. Lucie. We go to the eighth. Mets holding a 3-1 advantage.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Eighth inning, Mets looking to add to their 3-1 lead. Been a very well-executed game by the Mets defensively and on the mound. Offense put up the crooked number in the second. They would not mind scoring more. Miguel Jeffrey De Los Santos is the batter. Fouls off the first pitch, takes the second pitch for ball one. We got Kelenna Sauer continues to pitch. Second inning for him. Only threw a seven-pitch seventh inning, so the Mets have only seen 11 pitches in the last two innings. This ball is ripped off the glove of the first baseman Orf, and De Los Santos runs to first base with an infield hit. Just a rip shot by De Los Santos, and Orf with the full dive attempt had it go right off the edge of his glove and trickle away on the dirt.
Center fielder, number four.
He didn't get a glove on it. That might have been down the line for an extra base hit. So he at least holds De Los Santos to one. Mets have now led off three of the last four innings with a hit, but have not scored. This ball is fouled back by Morabito. We'll see if Morabito and the rest can change that. Nick tonight, two flies to right and a ground out, 0 for 3. Fastball gets by him for strike two. He steps out, now back in. O-2 pitch, strike three on the inside corner. Morabito tried to sell it by jumping back, but ABS doesn't understand that. 0-4 night for Nick. There is Lara, 0-2 with the walk and a run. They've been feeding him that down and away slider. And he let it pass enough times in the second to walk when he struck out on in the fifth. First pitch, this is a backdoor slider. Missed inside. Ball one. One on, one out. Top eight. 3-1 Mets in the series opener. First of six games in Dunedin this week. 1-0 pitch, that slider down the middle. Dunedin leads the season series 4-2. Last two times these teams met, interesting way to end the series. Mets, well, the Blue Jays won the second to last game 2-1 in 11 innings, and the final game was won by the Mets 13-11. So you really do not know what kind of game these two teams are going to play against each other when you show up at the ballpark. Could not have been more opposite last time. 1-1 pitch is grounded deep to third. Backing up, making a terrible swing at it is Thoman. Throws to first, safe. Oh, Thoman, that was awful at third base. Had the glove turned the wrong way. Just kind of slapped at the ball. And the ball went right on the dirt. He picked it up and threw to first too late. This will be an error.
Catcher, number 13,
well, that was
Vincent Perozzo.
On the swing and how the ball left the bat, that was a double play ball, but Thoman made the grave mistake of backing up. Once you back up and wait on that extra hop, it can spin on you. And that's what happened. Well, first and second, one out for Perozzo. Opportunity here for the Mets to open it up. Here's a line drive. Salinas on the run. Jumps up. It's over his head. It hit off of his glove. De Los Santos being waved in. He will score without a throw. RBI double Vincent Perozzo. 4-1 Mets. Oh, Salinas gave it a leap. Grazed off the top of his mitt. Went all the way to the wall. Good base running by De Los Santos. Not far behind him was Lara, who got the stop sign at third. Vincent Perozzo, a three-hit game.
Kellum Clark.
A line drive the other way. Just does get over the glove of Salinas. Great effort by Roque out there in left field. Too high for him. Now the Mets a chance maybe to break this game open. Second and third, one out. Kellum Clark's put together a couple of nice swings today. He's at the plate looking for his first FSL hit. Sauer delivers the pitch, and it's a slider for strike one. Clark 0 for 3 in his debut game in the FSL. Reached on an error in the second and scored. A sharp ground out in the third and a sharp line out in the sixth. Line drive out of play, and it's nothing and two. The Mets back to their biggest lead of the game. But a hit here by Clark opens up a 6-1 lead. With six outs to go, the Mets would be in prime position to get that desperately needed Tuesday win. 0-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. Clark somehow got a piece of it. The ball was coming in at his hip. Two again. Clark will foul it away. Came with the fastball at 90, just a spoiler swing for all those sliders. Sauer set. Deep exhale. 0-2 again. Check swing on appeal. Did not go. Fastball missed down and away. A nice snag by Duran. The catcher for the Blue Jays has saved a couple. One and two. Pitch home. Check swing again. Did not go. Another ball that came inside nearly hit Clark. Checked his swing and got out of the way. Two balls, two strikes. Sauer, the 2-2. Breaking ball goes off the mitt of the catcher. Here comes Lahr to score, and the Mets go up four runs. High off the glove of the catcher, Duran, all the way to the backstop. And it's 5-1 as Lahr races home from third base. It's ball three on Clark. Now that ball, that pitch took Duran by surprise. He reached up, lunged up at the last moment, hit off the top of his glove. So some shakiness from Dunedin here in the eighth inning. They have a wild pitch, an error. You can assume that's a wild pitch. That'd be a tough pass ball. 3-2 on Clark. And he rips one foul. This is a great battle by Clark. Might not go down to the box score if he doesn't get a productive out here, but just hanging around in this at-bat long enough for that wild pitch to occur. Doesn't get credit for that with an RBI, but anybody who was here watching that knows he battled and something good came out of it. 3-2 pitch, and it's fouled away again. Clark just won't go down. This one straight to the backstop. Perozzo, he's at third base now after that wild pitch. Infield remains in for the Blue Jays. Two runs have scored in the inning. Only one out recorded. 3-2 pitch, and that's going to be high, ball four. What a great at-bat by Kellum Clark. new teammates cheering him on from the third base dugout. And it's first and third for the Mets with one out. Nick LaRusso will step into the box, but not before another mound visit by Corey Reardon. Well, it's 5-1 Mets here in the eighth. What is it elsewhere in the Florida State League? All-important series between Lakeland and Clearwater in Lakeland. And it's 6-4 Flying Tigers in the top of the seventh. And Lakeland leads Clearwater by one game in the West with 18 to play. Clearwater safely in the playoffs, but if Clearwater wins the division, then Bradenton would go as the wild card. So there's much incentive for Lakeland. They have to win that division outright. A huge series between those two teams. Tampa, the team the Mets play next, losing 7-2 against Palm Beach. Jupiter up 5-2 at home against Bradenton. Nick LaRusso at the plate now. First pitch to him is a slider inside. A big series for Jupiter and Bradenton. Jupiter leads the East by two games. Bradenton only trails in the West by two games. And again, Jupiter leading at home 5-2, bottom seven. LaRusso fouls one off the end of his bat. Daytona is down 5-1 on the road at Fort Myers. Daytona had a tough week last week. Entered last week tied for first, but now two games behind Jupiter. 1-1 pitch, LaRusso takes the slider out. So yes, critical series all around the FSL. This series doesn't have much of an impact on anything, unfortunately. 2-1 pitch, and that's going to be low. Mets 15-33 in the second half. That's the 10th out of 10 records in the FSL second half. But they are actually closer to first place than the Blue Jays are. That's 9 back in the East, Blue Jays 10 back in the West. So no playoff implications here. LaRusso will take a low strike. That will run the count full. But even though this has no meaning for the playoffs, still important series in terms of development, trying to finish strong. 3-2 pitch. LaRusso grounds one up the middle. This could be two. Throw goes to first, and it's picked by the first baseman for the out. Orf, run is in, and the Mets have a 6-1 lead. No double play chance because Kellum Clark was running on the pitch. So when the shortstop Goodwin fielded that ball, he looked and saw where Clark was, couldn't get him out. So he just took the one out he did have at first base. He nearly blew the throw, but Orf bailed him out. So a run-scoring ground out brings home Perozzo, and the Mets have their second three-run inning of the night. Donnie Murphy, the manager for the Blue Jays, is coming out. He will make the pitching change. Kalena Sauer on the wrong end of this inning. Mets have a 6-1 lead, two outs in the eighth. New pitcher coming on for the Jays when we return.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
New pitcher is Giorgini Casimiri, 22-year-old from the Netherlands, making his 15th appearance of the 2023 season. He has pitched both with the FCL Blue Jays and with Dunedin, 11 games in the FCL, 3 with Dunedin. And he will face Yarel Martinez with 2 outs and Clark on second. Mets have posted 3 in the inning. They lead 6-1. Martinez going for a 3-hit game. Swings over the top of the curveball. And scored 3 in the second. 3 here in the 8th inning to open up the 5-run advantage. Casimiri looks back to Clark. Pitch home. Whoa, look out. That's all the way to the backstop. Somehow skipped behind Ramirez. Wild pitch, and Clark is down to third base. I'm not sure how that didn't bounce and hit Yarrell in the thigh. Now this inning coming off the rails for the Blue Jays. The air didn't help. A couple of wild pitches, a walk. Jays struggling late. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. The changeup 82, and Martinez, you know, at the 5-run lead and 2 outs in the 8th inning, he's probably doing the math in his head thinking this is the last at-bat. And he's probably looking at that 9 home run number on the scoreboard out there. He tried to go for number 10. He will use the timeout. He's actually choking up on the bat right now, though. Correction, no, he's not. He just had it in the wrong hand. 1-2. Casimiri's pitch is swung on and missed in the dirt. Ramirez strikes out. Martinez strikes out. And the inning is over. But a good inning it was. Let's open up a 5-run lead. We're going to the home 8.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Eric Fago, a nice inning in the seventh, the 1-2-3. Pitching with a 2-run lead, now he pitches with a 5-run lead. He'll face the top of the order. Blue Jays have only gotten one run to third base since the third inning. They scored that runner on a double play, so been smooth sailing for the Mets. Nice defensive plays have certainly helped. Fago and Alfonseca, you know what they have not done? Walked anybody. 1-0 pitch. Fast strike gets it in there. Tong looked like he was running out of gas there at the end of his outing. Walked a couple in the third. They're walking one in the second. Pitch is outside. It's 2 balls and a strike to Berry. He was walked once and struck out twice. Blue Jays and the Mets come into this game ranked 9th and 10th in hitting in the league. But again, they played a 13-10-11 game, so you really don't truly know as this pitch is swung on and missed. You go from on a 2-1 game in 11 innings to 13-11 the next day. That was the July 3rd Independence Day spectacular for the Mets. Two balls, two strikes. Vago's pitch is swung on and missed. He strikes out Braden Berry with the high heat. Berry chased up around his chin. That will happen when you have a five-run lead in the eighth. Sometimes you get those freebie swings. Four down for Vago. Mets have now struck out 10 Blue Jays tonight. Tucker Thoman 1-for-3 with a single and a strikeout. Swings and misses. Blue Jays, four hits on the night, all singles. Oh, one, back foot slider. Or did that hit Thoman? It hit him. He kicked to the backstop, didn't know, hit off his foot. So he goes down to first with one out.
Right fielder, now, number 19.
Orphan will come up. Went over the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard last half inning. This inning, I want to bring to your attention the Mets organizational schedule for tonight. Fastball comes inside. We'll start with the the FCL team won its finale 2-0 today over the Cardinals. I think I said the Marlins earlier. It's the Cardinals. And the FCL playoffs are set. Fastball swung on and missed by Borifin. 1-1. The Mets FCL team, the number one seed in the FCO playoffs. Best record of the 15 Florida Complex League teams. Congrats to that group, led by Jay Pecci. Ground ball to first. Oh, it gets under the glove of Cuevas into right field. Thoman will go to third. And runners are at the corners for the Cardinals, or for the Blue Jays. Off the bat, it looked like Cuevas is going to be able to reach down, stab that, and maybe start to turn two. And slip underneath his glove.
26, Roque Salinas.
Borifin 2-for-4. Runners at the corners, one out for the Blue Jays. Down by five, they need to get the offense going. And they bring up Roque Salinas, who last time up nearly changed this game. The deep fly out to right, caught on a jump by Lara. He would have been at second or third base as the tying run with no outs had Lara not caught that ball. Trying to get the Blue Jays back into it. And he grounds one to short. Mosquera shuffles to second. No jump throw by De Los Santos. He just holds it at second base. A run scoring ground out. Thoman comes in. And it's 6-2. Salinas too fast. And De Los Santos not in a great position. Fielded that ball. Jumped up. Looked at first. Salinas nearly already at the bag. It was not worth the throw. So Borifin forced out at second. RBI fielder's choice for Salinas. Two outs. This pitch is low. And I like that play by De Los Santos. One run is already in. You know that. You've got the second out right there at second base. You're still up four. You throw that ball away, and Salinas starts running around the bases. And then you open up the door for a bigger inning. Smart baseball. Line drive, deep right field, slicing foul. And it will indeed be foul. Off the bat, a good one. And the Mets' execution tonight, both between their ears and on the field, has been very impressive. Pitchers throwing strikes for the most part. Guys making the right decision, the right play. Good communication. And look what's happened. Ground ball out to Mosquera, fields and shuffles to second. That will force out Salinas. Another fielder's choice. Goodwin is hit into. The inning is over. So hit batter scores on the RBI ground out, but that is it. Mets have a 6-2 lead going to the ninth.
Game. We're back home tomorrow. Tickets are only... For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Cuevas.
Mets have a four-run lead in the ninth inning. Looking to add to it before the last half of the ninth. Giorgini Casimiri continues to pitch. And he throws one inside to the backstop past Cuevas. Cuevas, the ninth hitter, is 0-3 today. Sauer ended up finishing an inning and two-thirds, three hits, three runs, only one earned. Some shoddy defense has led to four unearned runs tonight. Two-0 from Casimiri. Breaking ball misses low for ball three. Back to the Mets organizational scoreboard. So the FCL Mets, the overall best record in the FCL, they got home field advantage throughout the playoffs, which will last briefly, only a few days. There's ball four low to Cuevas. Takes a leadoff walk. We turn it to the top of the lineup. The FCL Mets will face the number four-seeded Atlanta Braves FCL team.
Shortstop, number 15, Diego Mosquera.
In a win-or-go-home game. On the other side of the bracket, it's the Pirates FCL team hosting the Yankees FCL team. And again, that's one and done. The winners of those one-and-done games will play a best-of-three on Saturday and Sunday. So the one-and-done games are on Thursday. They take a break on Friday, and then the best two-out-of-three on Saturday and Sunday, all games at noon. Cuevas trying to steal, he will, as Mosquera swings and misses at the curveball. No throw from the catcher, Duran. Cuevas is almost already there. Mets have a chance to get that run back from the home eighth. So the FCL Braves will roll into Clover Park on Thursday. That game will be in the main stadium. If you made your way out there, they might let you in. I didn't say that. 0-2 pitch, look out, nearly hits Mosquera in the head. And if the FCL Mets beat the FCL Braves, then they would host the winner of the FCL Pirates or Yankees on Saturday at noon. And if a deciding game, as this pitch is fouled away, Mosquera, yep, no, he foul tip, strike three. Yes, he swung, and that was held by Duran.
Second baseman, number 23,
so that's
Jeffrey De Los Santos.
I'm pretty sure it's a best of three with maybe two games on Saturday. And if necessary, on Sunday. I think that's what it is. And either way, all those games at noon, and the Mets don't have to travel. The FCL Mets, they stay put. They lose, they go home. If they win, they stay right there at Clover Park. So I'm going to bring you updates on Thursday evening. We'll know by then, win or lose. Interested to see the lineup trotted out. No one pitch to De Los Santos is a ball. A couple of college draft picks made their FCL debuts today. You got a couple of St. Lucie Mets players, Villalobos and Dairon Campos, demoted to the FCL. Do they play? Who exactly are they going to run out there? 1-1 pitch, breaking ball to De Los Santos is a strike. Of course, a couple of the FCL's best players, most talented players, Kellum Clark and the outfielder and Jonah Tong, the starting pitcher, were signed to St. Lucie today. So, you know, the FCL team won't have those two to turn to on Thursday, Saturday, or Sunday. One and two on De Los Santos. One out, runner at second. Mets lead by four in the ninth. Casimiri's pitch is low on appeal. Didn't go. De Los Santos was having a tough night, and then in the eighth inning, an infield single and a run. Casimiri's 2-2 pitch, and De Los Santos spoils it foul. Also on Thursday in the broadcast, our high home cameraman on the Bally Live production, Josh Knupp, is going to make his way to Dunedin, put on the headset, do some color analysis for this broadcast. That'll be nice. Don't really have a lot of guests on the visiting broadcast away from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 2-2 pitch, throw back to second instead. Cuevas is safe. Casimiri's pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed. A good one. The slider strikes out De Los Santos. Cuevas walked and stole second. Casimiri has bounced back with consecutive strikeouts.
Number four, Nick Morabito.
Nick Morabito looking for his first hit tonight. That might be his last chance. Could pad the Mets' lead, get it back to five. First pitch breaking ball off the mark. Morabito, two flyouts, a ground out, and a strikeout. Pitch, fastball gets by him at 91. 1-1 count. One pitch, slider down and away. Morabito lays off. Looking in the Mets' bullpen out beyond the left field wall, don't see anybody throwing. The plan appears to be to have Eric Fago come out and pitch the ninth. Mets trying to get through the game with three pitchers, each pitching three innings. Two-one pitch to Morabito. Outside, good snag by the catcher Duran, saved another wild pitch. It's been two in the last two innings. Payoff, 3-1 pitch. Strike two. Oh, Morabito shuttled the bat away, and he will have to go back. Now, you don't offend the umpire doing that because it's the ABS system. It's not the strike zone of Alex Lawry. But you do want to get that bat back quickly before the pitch clock expires. She did. Back in the box, Casimiri ready with the 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, and Morabito strikes out. Well, Casimiri strikes out three in a row to end the top of the ninth, all with Cuevas out there at second base. Mets will have to hope that a four-run lead in the bottom of the ninth is enough. Fago already jogging back out to the mound.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Second straight game, the Mets have taken a four-run lead to the ninth inning. Now on Sunday, it was tight at the end as Jupiter got a run, got the tying run to first base before Kevin Villavicencio made a great play in the hole at short to get an out and end the game before it could get really interesting. Fago hoping for breezier ninth inning here. Jojo Rodriguez had on Sunday afternoon. It will be Orff, Arnold, and Duran, 6-7-8 in the order. Mets have led since the third inning, trying to go nearly wire to wire. They lead 6-2 at the moment. First pitch from Fago to Orff is a ball low. Orff 1-4-3 with the single back in the fourth inning. The last man for Fago to face before he sees Arnold, first batter he pitched against back in the seventh. Fastball fouled back. Fago one run and one hit with two strikeouts through two innings so far. Blue Jays scoring both their runs on groundouts. Not exactly thrilling for this Tuesday night pro Blue Jay crowd. 1-0 pitch, a strike at the thigh. 1-2 on Orff. Fago set. 1-2. Fly ball. Deep right field. Lara on the run. He will reach up, make the catch middle of the track. Didn't have to leave his feet this time, but Lara, reading his cue card, knew to play deep. Didn't have to go that far. Caught that ball middle of the warning track. One of the better struck balls of the night by the Blue Jays. Just allowed out number one. Blue Jays still without an extra base hit this evening. Here's Bryce Arnold, 0-3. Takes a slider or strike one. Finishing that note around the Mets organization tonight. Brooklyn beating up on Asheville 9-4 in the seventh inning. Brooklyn making the long trek to North Carolina with a one-game division lead with 18 to play. Trying to hold off Jersey Shore. Binghamton is up 5-0 on the road at New Hampshire. Binghamton is within, I think, three and a half games of first place in the second half, so they got an outside chance, the Rumble Ponies. 0-2 pitch coming to Arnold. Down and away. AAA Syracuse continuing its two-week homestand down 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth against Buffalo. And in the big leagues, the Mets down 2-0 at home against Atlanta. On the road against Atlanta, correction. 1-2 pitches down and away. Former 2019 St. Lucie Met Tyler McGill on the mound at Truist Park up there in Cobb County. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Fago is pitched to Arnold. Strike three at the knees. Well placed fastball. Can't beat it. Two up, two down in the bottom of the ninth.
Catcher.
No drama so far. As Fago tries to finish this out. Fago trying to tie his career high of three innings. That was done in Daytona on August 5th. First pitch, a pop up in foul territory. There's not much of it here in Dunedin, and it will get to the stands. Dunedin, they had netting above the dugouts before it was mandated. And that's how close the seating bowl is to the stadium. Very little foul ground here, so they were ahead of the game in that just for protecting the fans being that close. First baseman, third baseman don't have to go very far where they realize it's out of play. Second pitch is a strike to Edward Durand, and now the Mets and Fago are a strike away from winning on a Tuesday, something they have not done this half. Fago coming set. 0-2 pitch in the dirt. And Perozzo still blocking it as if there's a tying run on third base. It's the energy and the focus, attention to detail that the Mets have had all night. Fago again looking for this to be the last pitch. He's set. The 1-2 to Durand. Ground ball out to second. De Los Santos scoops. Throws. Ball game over. Mets win. Eric Fago pitches the final three innings. A 1-2-3. Bottom of the ninth. He picks up the save. Congrats to him. His first as a professional. Hugs all around as the Mets pour out of the dugout and the bullpen to form that happy high five line between the mound, second, and the dugout. They've done it, folks. They've won the series opener on a Tuesday for the first time in the second half. Better late than never. What a great start to this season-long road trip. The Mets play like they did tonight. The rest of the road trip, they're going to win a lot of games. Very impressive performance. The final score, 6-2. The offense puts up a three spot in the second, pad the lead with three runs in the eighth inning. Great pitching all around. Blue Jays only scored twice on ground outs, limited to five hits, all singles. Mets played stellar defense. Alfonseca's going to get the win. Fago the save. Feldman takes the loss. Jonah Tong in his debut was awesome. He struck out the first four batters he faced. Great night for the Mets over here in Dunedin. It's been a long day. Team reported to Clover Park around 9:30 a.m. Bus left at about 10:30. Took the full batting practice and infield and outfield here. And I'm glad it worked out for the guys. They finish up the day with a victory. Long day, well worth it for the St. Lucie Mets. Mets improved their record to 40-74 overall. They are 16-33 in the second half. The Blue Jays fall to 53-62 overall. They are now 21-28 in the second half. We'll take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up the Mets' nice 6-2 victory on this Tuesday night.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888 888- 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light. Hot dogs for just $2 and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets and let's go Dollar Night.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. Site of tonight's victory for the St. Lucie Mets, 6-2. I feel like there have not been a lot of victories like that for the Mets this season, where the offense does a nice job to take advantage of some opportunities. Pitching and defense doesn't really give the opponent a chance. I've seen a lot of crazy wins for the Mets in the second half, but you know, it's nice to mix in a 6-2 victory every once in a while with a drama-free last couple of innings. It's exactly what the Mets received tonight. Let's go over the scoring summary. Mets scored 3 runs in the second inning off against Davis Feldman, the Blue Jays starter. The inning started with the Wilfredo Lara walk. He fell behind 0-2 and worked it back full and took the free pass. Vincent Perrozzo then knocked the first of his 3 hits. That set up first and second. Kellum Clark then reached on a fielding error at second base by Arnold. That loaded the bases. Nick LaRusso lofted a sack fly for a 1-0 lead. Yoel Martinez then singled to reload the bases, and with 2 outs, Diego Mascara singled on the first pitch from Feldman up the middle. 2 runs scored. Perrozzo and Clark are in for a 3-0 Mets lead. Blue Jays missed out on a chance in the third inning to get the runs back as they loaded the bases on a couple of walks and a single with 1 out, but Borifin flew out to shallow left, and then Roque Salinas flew out to left field as well. Great job by Tong to keep it a 3-0 game. Blue Jays would score in the fourth inning, though. Nick Goodwin led off with a single. Brennan Orff then singled, which sent Goodwin to third base. Miguel Alfonseca then got a double play ball for 2 outs that brought home Goodwin. The Mets happy to exchange that run for 2 outs. Very next pitch, another ground out, and Alfonseca was out of that inning on 2 pitches. Mets would score 3 in the eighth inning to put the game away. Jeffrey De Los Santos reached on an infield hit. Wilfredo Lara reached on an error. Vincent Perrozzo then slugged a RBI double to make it 4-1. Lara would score on a wild pitch to make it 5-1. LaRusso would bring in the final run on a ground out to play Perrozzo for a 6-1 lead. Blue Jays had first and third after a hit batter and a single in the eighth inning. Brought in the run on a ground out by Salinas, but that started a string of 5 batters in a row, retired by Eric Fago to end the ball game. That's the scoring summary. Now to the box score, starting with the line score. The Mets 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors. Blue Jays 2 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Those 2 errors led to 4 unearned runs. Hitters in the game, Diego Mascara goes 2-for-5, his second multi-hit game in his last 2. He recorded 2 RBIs. De Los Santos had a hit. Vincent Perrozzo went 3-for-4 with a double. Double, the only extra base hit in the game. Yoel Martinez went 2-for-4 to raise his season average to .244. You'll recall that he started his St. Lucie career 0-for-21, so he's dug himself out of quite a hole to make a nice season. For the Blue Jays, Borifin went 2-for-4. The other hits from Tolman, Goodwin, and Orff all singles. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Tong, 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts on 52 pitches in his St. Lucie debut. A fine debut it was, striking out the side in the first inning, striking out the first 4 batters, and 5 of the first 6. Alfonseca got his first win of the season. He pitched extremely well, 3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Fago gets his first save of the season. 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, no walks, 3 strikeouts. So Alfonseca and Fago both getting 9 outs apiece, facing just 11 batters each. A very efficient game as Mets pitchers only faced 35 total batters for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays pitchers Feldman takes a tough loss. He pitched pretty well, finished strong. He's now got a 2-5 record, 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. O'Halloran only needed 4 pitches for a perfect inning in the 6th. Sauer inning in 2/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. And Casimiri, an inning and a 3rd, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 4 punchouts. Ball game was a quick one, 2 hours and 24 minutes. 2-2-4. Time of game. That's also the attendance. 224 baseball-loving souls saw their beloved Blue Jays fall to the Mets in the series opener. The Mets win for the first time this half on a Tuesday. They have not won yet on a Wednesday. They will try to do that tomorrow, go up 2-0, and while that would not guarantee a winning series or a split, it'd go a long way into ending their stretch of losing every series of this half. So they're off to a good start. If they play like they did today, focused, energized, making the right play, thinking things through, but being still reactive and using their great instincts, they're going to win games in this road trip and in this series against the Blue Jays. We've seen the blueprint now. It becomes about trying to put it together for a second straight day. The Mets will also be trying to match their season-long with a 3-game winning streak tomorrow. They will turn to the youngster Jose Gomez as the starting pitcher. It will be another 6:30 first pitch here at TD Ballpark. Good weather expected all week, so you can see no reason why 6:30 would not occur. You can plan on airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network with the pregame show at 6:20. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Dunedin. The Mets 6, the Blue Jays 2. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. I hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.